B-Pod Studios.
And on the line right now from ESPN's Get Up, this guy has a computer brain and is going to talk about Bryce Harper today. Hembo, how you doing today, man?
And Tyrone, it's good to hear your voice. It's about time that this fine program had a reputable host. It's good to talk to you.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it, and I agree with you. Now, Bryce Harper, Bryce Harper, in a lot of ways, has had his best week as a Philly, at least clutch-wise, but has he been clutch all season long, sir?
Bryce Harper has been clutch all season, contrary to popular belief. I'm so tired of the sort of lazy national media member looking at his baseball reference page and immediately concluding that he's been some sort of bust or disappointment. It's just not true, Tyrone. ESPN has a metric we call win probability added. There are other websites that do it, but we have our own proprietary formula. What it essentially does, it sort of blends a hitter's performance based on leverage, the number of outs, the inning, right? The score in the game, et cetera. And it boils all those numbers together, and it spits out a number to say how valuable that player was in context, in the circumstances. And by that measure, Bryce Harper ranks fourth in all of the majors this season behind only Christian Yelich, Mike Trout, and Cody Bellinger. Two of those guys are going to win the MVP, and the other is probably going to finish as the runner-up. Bryce Harper has been this good all season long. He has not hit with no men on base, but he's hit with men on base. He ranks in the top five in men on base and OPS. He ranks in the top five with runners in scoring position, and he has thrived all season long in this area. The notion that he's been a bust based on his strikeout total, low batting average, is completely absurd. And I think hopefully yesterday finally put the nail in that coffin.
I have been critical. So explain to me overall this season, if it's not him and I'm mistaken, what has been the issue with this lineup so far if it hasn't been Bryce Harper?
Well, look, Bryce Harper is largely pulled his weight in leverage, as to an extent has Rhys Hoskins, but this team has been so slumpy, if for lack of a better term. We've seen Gene Segura go through an extraordinary slump. Scott Kingery, we can say the same recently. But honestly, Tyrone, the biggest problem with this lineup is something that was entirely out of their control, and that is the injury to Andrew McCutchen. I'm on record as saying that is the most impactful, the most significant injury that has occurred this entire baseball season.
Hold on one second. Injured, I don't want to cut you off, but one second.
Please.
There's been a lot of injuries. A lot of teams have injuries. Literally, you're saying that the Phillies had the most impactful injury in all of baseball this season.
I'm saying exactly that, and I have the numbers to support it. Since Andrew McCutchen shredded his knee on June 3rd, the Phillies leadoff hitters collectively own the worst combined batting line of any team in Major League Baseball. It is very, very challenging for any lineup to produce if there's no table setter, especially in the National League. Now, Gabe Kapler has rolled out seven different guys in the leadoff spots at various times since Andrew McCutchen's injury. And frankly, nobody has really hit in that spot. You don't want Hoskins or Harper there, frankly, because those guys need to be your run producers. But no one else he's put there has cracked the code. And in my judgment, that is the single biggest thing ailing the Phillies lineup. We know all the ailments with the bullpen and some of the issues with the starting rotation, the Jake Arrieta injury, et cetera. But the Andrew McCutchen injury had a trickle-down effect the whole way through the lineup, and it's exceedingly clear that Gabe Kapler just has not had an answer when he's filling out his lineup card.
So, separate from you have all those numbers in front of you. Had McCutchen not gotten hurt, do you think the Phillies would be solidly in playoff position right now?
97.5, The Fanatic. The Mike Missinelli Show.
If Andrew McCutchen had not been hurt, I can safely conclude that the Phillies would have two or three more wins than now. I don't think it made a 8 or 10 win difference. No one guy in Major League Baseball, other than maybe Mike Trout, can do that. But Andrew McCutchen was playing he's playing every single day. He was one of the five best on, like, at the time of his injury, only 11 players in all of Major League Baseball had reached base more times than he had. He's a reliable everyday player. And like I said, that trickle down effect was extraordinary. If the Phillies wind up missing the playoffs by, let's say, a couple games, I think you can point your finger to that day on June 3rd when Gene Segura didn't run out that ball and Andrew McCutchen shredded that knee as the reason it happened.
That is crazy. And then here's the thing, though. Because of that, I kind of thought that at the time, but they're only two games back. So if he's worth two or three games, they may be one game up in the wild card rather than looking out. And we, as fans, would approach the season, we would be approaching this series, for example, a little bit different because we'd feel better about it. At least the perception would be different, one game up versus two games back.
And here's the other thing. This is a former National League MVP. Andrew McCutchen hits good pitching. And the Phillies have struggled for months now, for months collectively, in beating good opponents. If you look at the Phillies' run differential, if you look at some of the underlying statistics against the good teams the Phillies have played, that has really been the issue. The Phillies haven't beaten good teams. These head-to-head opportunities they have against other National League clubs vying for these wild card spots, they failed these tests against the Giants, against the Diamondbacks, up until this series against the Cubs. And Andrew McCutchen, at the top of that lineup, makes a considerable difference because not only can he hit good pitching, but he's also going to see a lot more pitches. And that obviously has a trickle-down effect as well because the rest of your lineup has, like, that to me, like, if you ask any manager in the big league, I bet you they would tell you that having a leadoff hitter, not only as good as him, but also the way in which he leads off and taking so many pitches and working pitchers and the information that he can then share with the rest of the lineup, that's sort of a nuance with this injury that people aren't talking about. It's not that they just lose his production, Tyrone. They lose all sorts of other stuff. And him just being with the team, you know, in the dugout, obviously doesn't nearly make up for that.
No. Now, I want to ask you one last thing about Harper. The one knock he's hit him lately is his lack of power in a season, home run power, in a season where guys or a bunch of guys look like they're going to hit, you know, 50-plus home runs. Do you have any stats about why perhaps he hasn't been able to produce those home run numbers throughout the entire season?
I do. Bryce Harper, until about 3 weeks ago, Tyrone, was not able to handle velocity above the waist. And that was one of the things in which he thrived the most in Washington. I came on your program the day he signed and provided unbelievable statistics, about his ability to hit high velocity. And that's what pitchers do now. You know, we always talk about spin rate. We talk about exit velocity and all this stuff. They combat each other with high fastballs. And Bryce Harper had a hole in his swing for a lot of the first half of the season. Not dissimilar to how guys use the pitch Ryan Howard, for example. But Bryce Harper yesterday pulled his hands in on a pitch at his belt off the plate inside and hit it to the moon, right? If he's going to be able to get his bat head out in front like that, and he's really done this effectively for the last few weeks, he's going to have a monster finish to his season. Go ahead and look at his splits from last year. His first half was dreadful. His second half was outstanding. For some reason, this is a guy that just, the more pitches that he sees, look, he had a little bit of a dead bat period. It appears to me he was too worried about spin down and away. He just needs to be willing to grip it and rip it. And I think that swing yesterday against Derek Holland, there's five people on the planet that can hit that pitch out.
All right, and last thing, just as a fan, you remember the Charlie era. You're from here, the Manuel era. Is it I know the statistics do not say after two games anything. I'm just asking you as a fan, can Charlie's demeanor, and Charlie, a guy who teaches just grip it and rip it, do you think, just as a fan, it can make a difference the last 41 games of the year to help the Phillies maybe get into the postseason?
I actually do, there are two reasons why. First of all, if John Mailey, if he was a lame duck hitting coach, there's no reason to let him finish the season as this lineup is just floundering. Even if Charlie Manuel just provides a different voice, and if Charlie Manuel, through the front office and through the analytics staff, let's say they diagnose one or two things with approach for some of these sort of slumping hitters, just those small things, those margins can make a considerable difference. And in my opinion, in watching this team play all season, I think you'd agree, a lot of these guys look really tight. And yes. Charlie Manuel is nothing if not for a player's laid-back coach. I mean, look, imagine how much they'd be hitting if they made him the manager of the team at this point. I mean, they'd be averaging 20 runs a game. Look, I like having Charlie back in the dugout. I think it's a good thing for the city. I think it's a good thing for the club. And also, these guys have their own hitting guys. They have their own hitting coaches. All these guys have their own personal specialists. It's not like Charlie Manuel's teaching Bryce Harper how to hit a breaking ball, right? He's just going to get, like, look, Jim Thome swears by this guy. He put him in the Hall of Fame, he says. If he makes a 1% difference in this lineup, that could be the difference between making the playoffs and not in a really crowded National League wild card race.
Absolutely. Hembo, thanks so much. Appreciate the time, man. Have a good weekend.
You're a good man. Same to you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.